There's Calling for Rain from Sack of Lions on Iron Country, and with us is the lead singer of Sack of Lions, our old friend Dan Olson. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Red. How you doing?
Good. It is good to hear from you again. Boy, last time we talked, you were over at Boxcars. You had the Sack of Lions doing an unplugged thing, which I thought came off amazing.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, we had a great time. It was great to bring all the boys out there with me and actually play with the full band. And all the nice things I've said about Clinton, Wisconsin, they may have thought I was full of it until they experienced it, and boy, did they have a good time.
And it was a great time. And this weekend you're coming back for two special nights out at the Lightning Outdoor Theater over at Boxcars. And let's talk a little bit about that. You got a Friday night. You kind of got a songwriters, like a, what do they call that? Songwriters round. Explain how that works.
Yeah. So we're doing two nights, and it's gonna be great. So Friday night we're doing like a songwriter round with myself and CJ Solar and our old pal Rick Huckabee, and we're basically, you know, talk about, you know, the idea of how you wrote the song and stuff like that. We just go one at a time, and so that way you get to experience, you know, different acts at the same time. So it's a really cool thing to see if you've never seen one before.
Yeah, I know. I think our buddy Steve Pack is in on that too on Friday night.
Yep.
And it's always good, you know, for as a guy working in radio, I'm more of a lyric kind of guy. And so I always like to hear what the story is behind the song. And, you know, sometimes it's as simple as this line just came to me in my head. I wrote the song, or there's a real, a real good story behind it.
Yeah. And I'm the same way. I'm really into lyrics of other people's songs as well. So those are some of my favorite shows to hear. Or to go to, because, you know, you kind of hear what you have in your mind, what the idea is, and then you hear from the actual writer what they were going through and how they wrote it. So it's really it's really cool to hear everything behind what goes into a song.
Exactly. And then on Saturday night, we turn it up a little bit. We turn it up a notch. It sounds like the bands are coming to town.
Oh, yeah. Saturday night's so that's what's really cool about this weekend is Friday you can hear, you know, kind of like how we used to do in the room before all this stuff happened. And then Saturday night, we'll have the full bands plugged in, electric. It's going to be Saturday night will be an awesome show, too.
Well, let me ask you this, for an artist like yourself, I know White Lightning had come out and you guys were playing all over and you had all these gigs. I mean, how's it going as far as a band? You guys still stay in contact with each other? Are you writing? Are you recording? Are you doing any of that kind of stuff, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Phil and Dylan and Dave, the guys in the band, I mean, they're some of my best friends. So, I mean, if we weren't even playing music, I'd still talk to them all the time. So, but going through this, I mean, you know, we had all this a great year lined up, and, you know, everything went down the way it is. But, we were still getting together, still, we're working on a new album already again that we're hopefully to record this fall. We're still writing, and then, we're still getting together and have beers and, you know, talk about what else we can do. But we did some live online shows and stuff like that. I mean, kind of adapt to what the world is like. So, but no, we're still hanging out. We're still working on new music. And, you know, we just did a run last week with our old buddy Macomb and went out and did some outdoor shows. So it was nice so people could come out and hear music and, you know, keep their distance if they want to. And we did the last show was at River Ruckus with Mark Chestnut, which is really cool. So it's nice to be out playing again.
I know one of the biggest things that I know I miss and a lot of our listeners miss is the fact that live music has pretty much been shut down for us. But I really did enjoy how a lot of artists went online and did the online shows. What was that like for you as an artist? I mean, to be like, you know, singing into a camera and not knowing what kind of feedback you're getting.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely strange. but, you know, there was a... What I did personally is, you know, all our local bars were shut down. So I said, I'm going to do some online shows. And I had a Venmo and a PayPal. And I was like, well, you know, whatever money you want to donate, I'm going to give to these bartenders and, you know, wait staff that can't work because of the shutdown. So that was really cool just to get on and play my music and have some drinks online. And, you know, I raised about $2,500 for some people that were, that couldn't work. So it kind of turned a bad thing into a good thing. So it was very cool to help out some people here.
Well, I'm looking forward to you guys coming up. I guess you probably are bringing a trailer for Spotted Cow with you this time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, gosh, we talked about this show last December with Pogo there. So this one's been like circled on our calendar since then, just to bring the guys back out there and be able to play, you know, outside. And then, of course, playing with CJ and Rick. And, you know, I haven't seen Rick since December. So, it's we're all really just looking forward to being out there and, you know, playing for you guys again.
Well, tickets are available. They are $20 each night, or if you want to buy both nights, you can get them for $30, and you can get those at Boxcars Pub and Grub, located at 108 Allen Street, at the end of Allen Street, or you can call Pogo. He sits by the phone all the time, 676-1149. Have you seen his Tim TV thing that he does?
Oh, yeah. I can't get enough of Pogo.
Isn't it like Joe Exotic?
I think he's got a lot of traits that Joe Exotic.
Yeah, Tim Exotic. I think we can get him one of those satin shirts. I think he could pull that off.
I know. You know, I got a nice tiger satin shirt that I'll be sporting this weekend out there just for that. And anybody that's gonna plan on coming, I mean, you get both nights for $30. I mean, it's going to be two completely different shows. So if you're thinking about coming and want to hang out, the best is to come to both nights. Both nights are gonna be different and both amazing at the same time.
Well, one of the tracks that we get a lot of requests for from you, Dan, is the one you do, Untitled, I think is the name of it. A lot of listeners that strikes a chord with. Will we be hearing that one on Friday night?
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's I've always told you this too, it's a really tough song for me to play, but I will always play it out at Boxcars because, you know, so many people come up after and talk about experience they've had with losing people. So if we'll give them a little escape for about 3 minutes, it's nice. So yeah, absolutely. I'll be playing it on Friday. And another big thing is my folks are driving all the way out from Iowa to come.
Are you kidding?
Saturday night. No. Yeah. They're coming out. So excited. They've heard someone say so many great things about Clinton and the people out there. And obviously, they couldn't go on any kind of vacation this year, so they're making the drive out, so they'll be there on Saturday night. So I'm really excited for that as well.
That'll be outstanding. Well, we're looking forward to having you back here. I look forward to seeing you this weekend, my friend. And we're going to play Untitled right now here on Iron Country.
Thanks. I'll can't wait to see you and have a few drinks with you this weekend, sir.